lost connection.
I can see that.
Like, it's automatically kicking you out the second you log in.
That's weird.
And I don't know why.
Yeah. It shows me as I'm in. Does it still say I'm getting kicked out?
It says you got kicked out, but I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
Let's just try to start it and see what happens.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
There's Congo. I actually found their borders. Oh. And it's not their first city either. Well, all right. I'm going to actually settle towards them.
There's another fun thing. Pedro!
Shall we say that Pedro is your target there, Mackie? I'll look after the Congo, and I guess Mike will have Norway.
Where's Congo? Right down here? No,
they're right east of Kabul. I did pin them.
Well, I don't know where Kabul is, but now I see that. And yeah, Congo is actually closer to you. So.
Okay. Yay, wow, turn 12, we've already decided whose AI is whose. That's impressive. Or else it's Pangea, but still.
Yeah.
We're good. It's like we know what we're doing. We don't actually know what we're doing, but it just looks like it.
It's like that. Yeah. Similar to as if you knew what you were doing.
We can at least fake it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've heard that before.
Yep, Barb Camp dead. Lol.
What did that Barb ever do to you?
Exist.
Existed.
Yeah.
Nice. You gotta be the answer.
So, Drew, you want religion, right?
Well, I...
He already has some. Go away.
Oh. I mean, Mackie's not been spreading it very well. So.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay. That's all you
got to
say. That's all you got to say.
No.
That's all you got to say.
No.
That's
no.
All you got to say.
You can have whatever
religion
you want.
Oh, Russia. Oh, man. They're going to be able to settle here eventually. Oh, well. I delayed them as long as I could.
Did you shoot over? My scout's still just sitting there.
Yeah.
I just thought about
that. Your scout's built a little hut there and everything. He's like, but I don't want to leave. I like this place.
That's the freaking hex he got bombarded from by the bars.
Oh, bad. Now there's a musket there that's probably going to come kill us.
Oh, where did those Egyptian units come from? I was going to upgrade that crossbow into a field cannon this turn.
Yeah.
Oh. And the barbs get out, and I'm going to lose this crossbowman. Yeah.
Well,
seriously. Rest in peace, Scouty McScout.
Oh, I can be brilliant sometimes. I get open borders from Dan just so I can get my scout killed.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, if you don't get out of there, you can get trapped between my cities. Kind of funny when you think about other people listening to us while we're playing, and they wonder if there's one of our players is named Pedro or Monty or something.
Yeah.
Well, clearly one of them is named Pedro.
Drag one more turn references.
Come on, gunpowder.
Moo.
I didn't know gunpowder sounded like a cow. Okay.
Moo.
A loud cow?
Moo.
Interesting cow.
An inquisitive cow.
Moo.
A pleased cow.
Moo.
A titillated cow.
Moo.
A horny cow. Constipated cow. A diuretic cow.
The correct answer was a no longer constipated cow.
Well, I don't know what that was, but that was great.
Well, I mean, you need to get better at charades.
That's to get into the show.
Oh, Mackie's negotiated peace with the Congo.
I got him to pay me stuff and subsidize me.
Ah.
Nice. Mackie was all, I got restitution to pay.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know how my delegate translated your negotiation, Mackie? Congo is trading with Brazil.
Give me all your cash and 5 gold per turn for 30 turns. Yeah, that's trading, all right.
That's hilarious. Maybe they should get curtains.
Maybe they should wear their sunglasses at night.
Thank you, Corey.
It seems like a detriment to... what you would want to do at night is to wear sunglasses.
Thanks for the song on the head, Mackie. Appreciate it. Yay!
Maybe I don't.
Oh,
appreciate
I can. Man.
80s references.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm not an 80s boy.
And for the record, don't try and out-polite Dan. He's Canadian. That's one of the two racial bonuses. That and hockey.
I think Dan dropped the hockey.
Well, he's also
generally... geek bonus.
We lost Canis.
Uh-oh. Lost Canis.
Yep.
Rip.
If we're losing Canis, then
Phil's in your channel
dang
out.
Screwed out.
You of your channel.
I don't see this ending well.
Yeah, I don't see it ending well
what
either.
What just happened, Canis?
I crashed and burned hard.
Oh.
I had to go back to the other computer.
Oh.
And the machine is not turning back on yet, so...
Oh. Lovely.
That's annoying.
I guess we're calling it then.
Well, looks like it. I'm not having fun with this war anyway.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I will vent my rage in a less public place.
Okay.
Grim, how are you doing? Wow, Jesus Christ.
I'm doing fine. I wasn't expecting this. I thought we could be muted.
Well, I figured he was doing
no
that on purpose, but I'm not entirely sure if he was.
It's like another one.
Alright. I don't even know if he's doing that on purpose.
Was
he doing that on purpose?
Else, one of you can pop in here for Scott.
Janice, did you find any city-states along the way?
There's Hatsitsa.
Out of curiosity?
Pretty close to you.
The wire?
Pretty close to you.
What direction?
I'm not telling you. You'll kill it.
Yeah? I'm just going to find it and kill it anyway.
He's not going to enable your death squad.
Okay.
And Drew seems playing the game the correct way. I don't see what the issue is.
You get a lot of money out of the envoy policy.
A lot of money out of additional cities, too.
I'm just having flashbacks to old... Turncast and Civ 4 where someone's like, hey, found a continent. And Phil's like, oh, hey, tell me where it is. I want to settle it. We're like, no, we're not telling you.
Nope.
And it feels like, fine, be that way. I'll just settle it anyway.
Would, too.
Yeah, that's all I did.
I thought that we're in a Pangea, and I just went north a little bit, and it told me, new continent discovered. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Like I told you before, this game doesn't know what continent
it's on. Well, it's like Europe and Asia.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it couldn't do like what the old Civs were doing. That would be silly.
No, that would be ridiculous, yes.
Maybe they should have called them land masses instead.
That would make more sense, yes.
Indeed.
Or just actually use continents correctly.
Yeah, well, coding.
The mechanic required that there couldn't be like 20 different continents. Besides, we consider Oceania to be a continent, even though it's mostly islands.
That's not one of the 7 continents I know of.
No, it's intended to... incorporate Australia and New Zealand and all those.
The South Pacific Islands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, Australia is a continent.
Yeah, I've also heard the term Oceania. It's Australia plus.
I've also heard the term Australasia.
Yes, I have too.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, though.
I prefer Oceania.
Afro-Eurasia?
Oh, God.
Yeah, Australia.
Afro-Eurasia, just picture this big puff of hair.
But yeah,
you're a racist, Dan. That's triggering.
Continents are not land masses.
Hmm.
They are political divisions based on terrain and culture.
That is not the definition I've always heard.
Then why is Europe and Asia not one continent?
Isn't it based on, like, plate tectonics or something?
Yeah, that too. But by that definition, then the Caribbean would be its own, and India would be its own, and the Mediterranean would be its own.
And model and just use it. I don't care if that gives us more or fewer continents.
Thought we were already over the whole I'm weird thing.
We're all weirdos around here. We wouldn't be able to stand each other for this long.
Yep.
A little bit.
You're only partially weird. What? Get out.
What? No. Well, I mean, if you're sitting here playing Civ on Saturday night, you know, you're already, you're already halfway there.
Wow, that's bad. Please don't put that in the show. I really don't want to.
Yeah. You just guaranteed it then.
Record dates in range, January to March, 2017.
Civilization 3 Clips, copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 and 5, Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.